that soul that saved the other man from losing that hog. You see, if I'd have put him on the market, mm-hmm. they wouldn't know when he got to the plant up in Moultrie or wherever he was going.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't tell that hog might have went to Chicago for you.
Mm-hmm.
And but whoever would have bought him, they'd have bought him in a carload lot, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
And of course he'd have been condemned when he got there.
Mm-hmm.
But I lost that hog.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever lose very many?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. You see, we used to, long time ago, you'd get to where you wouldn't raise a hog, just a few, and several years.
Mm-hmm.
Ever so often, collars would break out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have a fine bunch of hogs here, you know, and I'd put them in the field.
Mm-hmm.
About time I'd put them in the field here and see one come up sick.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow nothing come up sick. Next day maybe two or three. Collard strike them and kill out everything. Get over there, that man over yonder.
Mm-hmm.
All you could see was buzzards everywhere and dead hogs everywhere. Kill every hog in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But then they got something for that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They got to vaccinate them. Treat them, you know, they got where collar was nothing, man. Got where he was crazy to
mm-hmm.
lose a bunch of hogs. In other words, that was all about all killed them.
Mm-hmm. What would you call it if a man had a appendix taken out? You'd say he had an attack of
he'd just say he had that. He had appendicitis, what he used to call it when it first come out.
Mm-hmm.
Now that, there might have been a many person died with it,
mm-hmm.
but you know about the first of that I ever heard of was long in the early teens, was
mm-hmm.
appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen a man, the first man I ever seen is operated on that got well. And that was about 1914.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to be I reckon they just found out what it was.
Mm-hmm.
They got to say, you got appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from that, they all died when they operated on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nine in one would live. That they got to work, about a third of them would live, about half of them would live.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, now then, they don't count. Taking your appendix out no more than they do
mm-hmm.
pulling a tooth.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But that was really a rough outfit when they first started.
Mm-hmm. If a boy is pretty interested in a girl, he takes a lot of time with her and has pretty serious intentions, what would you call that?
Well, they don't call it now, what they call that getting in love way back yonder. Boy, that boy is in love. That girl and boy is in love. That boy's in love. That girl don't care nothing about him.
Mm-hmm.
But a girl's in love and the boy don't care nothing about him. Well, they're both in love. That's the way that went. That
mm-hmm.
was way back now then. You're getting serious, ain't you? You know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But way back, that was love.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in love.
If what would you call a boy that was had pretty serious intentions for a girl or something? You might say he is her something or other, would you?